Okay, Rav Hossein. Today we just, different schedule because of the contemporary halacha. Sunday we're going to have regular Sunday shiur, 11:30 halacha. And Monday we'll discuss on Sunday when we're going to have the shiur on Monday. And then Tuesday we have Tuesday shiur, then Wednesday's already our Rosh Hashanah. Okay. It's Tovim Vayelech. Comes right before Rosh Hashanah, and there's a famous pasuk that I'd like to maybe bring more insight into the pasuk based on different mefarshim. Pasuk says, "Ki a mitzvah hazoyis asher anochi mitzavcha hayoyim lo nifleisi mimcho v'lo rechokahi." That this mitzvah, doesn't say what the mitzvah is lo nifleisi mimcho, it's not hidden. It's not far away. Lo b'shamayim. It's kikarov eilecha hadover meod b'ficha uvilvavcha lasoso. It's close. It's accessible. What is the mitzvah? So there are two famous shitas on what ki a mitzvah zos. Rashi, based on the Gemara in Erev Nun Hei. Pasuk Yudal, Kikar Velecha Tor, Nitlo Lochem Bechsav Ubal Peh. It's going on Talmud Torah. And that's how he writes. Kikar Velecha, the mitzvah that we said before, is Kar Velecha, that's Torah, is Bechsav Ubal Peh. It's Kar Velecha. And the Gemara in Erevin, on Nun Heyam and Aleph, discusses, what does it mean, Lo Bashamayim Hi? Says the Gemara, "Lo timtza b'misha magbiya daito aleha kashamayim." In other words, if somebody is a balgaiva, he raises himself up to shamayim, he's not going to be zochi for Torah. "Lo timtza b'misha marchiv daito alav kayam," or he's a big shot like the ocean. "Lo b'shamayim lo timtza b'gasei ruach lo meivel layam lo timtza lo b'sachronim v'lo b'tagorim." Because if it's a person who's always going on business trips, he's a sachronim, tagorim, he's always involved, he doesn't spend time learning, of course he's not going to be koina Torah. So ki a mitzvah zois is referring to Talmud Torah. That's what the Gemara in Erevin says. The Gemara in Erevin says, and the Rashi in Chumash. The Ramban learns differently. The Ramban says that mitzvah azois is referring to tshuva. Says the Ramban, tam ki a mitzvah azois al kol ator v'nochon ki al kol ator yomar kol ha-mitzvah. If it would have said kol ha-mitzvah, that would have been all of Torah. Aval ha-mitzvah azois is going to the tshuva that was mentioned previously in the psukim. Psukim, v'ashevosa el levavecha, before v'shavta ad Hashem alokecha. All those psukim referring to tshuva, that's what a mitzvah zos is referring to. It's referring to tshuva. So I thought like this. So you have two pshatim, and we'll see that perhaps a third pshat. We'll see later. Mitzvah zos is referring to tshuva, to Torah. So these things are not so easy. Torah, learning Torah, you know what it is. Tshuva, it's not so simple. To regret, Kabbalah, Charat ala Avar, Kabbalah lasid. So why is the Torah is telling us that it's not so, it's no rochokahi. So I thought you could say the following. So I wanted say pshat both in the alatzad that it's referring to Torah and alatzad that it's referring to what? To tshuva, why the Torah says it's not so difficult. And I say like this. The Vilna Gaon says in the Shnos Eliyahu, it's a famous idea from the Vilna Gaon, not everyone always saw it inside. We're all familiar with the Mishnah. We say every morning Eilu dvarim she'en lehem shiur. Certain things, there's no shiur. Hapeya v'bikurim v'talmud Torah k'neged kulam. So what does it mean, talmud Torah k'neged kulam? So the Vilna Gaon explains that it means talmud Torah k'debad, perecha orach. Talmud Torah nami ein l'shir lo l'mata v'lo l'mala. D'chsiv ha'gisa bo yomu v'layla. V'imkein ein l'shir l'mala. In other words, there's no limit. Torah you can learn the whole day. Magisa yomim b'layla. However, lamata nami dipa'omim b'teva achas poteh. Whereas Torah, one word of Torah, one letter, is already a mitzvah. There's no minimum of Torah. And that's how he explains that if a person, you know, has a mitzvah to do it, someone else could do it, so he doesn't have to do it, because when you're learning, every word, every letter is a mitzvah. There's nothing too small about Talmud Torah. Meaning you have a free minute, you have free 10 seconds, you can open up a safe, you can learn a little bit, it's meaningful. A little bit, a mashahu, teva achas, and you'll read the whole thing from the Gaon, is a mitzvah. There's nothing too insignificant when it comes to learning. You don't say, oh, only if I finish a masechta, only if I do this, then it's meaningful. Any little thing, one little vort, one little word. You have a free second. You have extra 5 minutes. You're waiting, someone's going to pick you up. You have extra 5 minutes. Like Rabbi Blau always says, you can learn a Mishnah. You know, Mishnah something that's not so long. You carry a Mishnayos alarm. You can accomplish. There's nothing too minimum, too insignificant. And that's why it's l'rechokehi. Because a little bit is meaningful. That's why I want to say pshat in lo niflei simcha. If you say pshat is what? That it's Talmud Torah. What if it's tshuva? What if it's tshuva? So there's an important piece in the Beis Elokim on page 5 of the Mabit. The Mabit in the Beis Elokim says the following. He says, what is tshuva? Acharshin is bar inyan tshuva ki hi hacharot av aziva sachet. It's two basic things. I mean, there's a lot of different halachas of tshuva, but the two basic things is you have to have charata on the past, and you're not going to sin in the future. You're not planning to go back to this avera. So he says an unbelievable vort. He says, it's not a vort, it's a yesod. Ke'enem kishar ha-mitzvah, she'osa chelak ha-mitzvah, emu chelak schar ha-mitzvah. K'mot she'tomar mitzvah tzitzis u'medal kanfas. Whereas we know the mitzvah sits as a dal kanfas. Yeah, you have four, put strings on the four corners. Say you don't have, you only have for three out of the four. So it's nothing. Say you got a beautiful esrog, but you forgot to pick up the aravos. So when it came Sukkot's day, you got a beautiful lulav, a beautiful esrog. You paid through the roof for your esrog. You got a beautiful lulav. You got beautiful hadassim. You just forgot to pick up the aravos on Erev Yontif. You forgot to pick it up. So when it came to doing the mitzvah, you had the most beautiful things, and you didn't finish it off. It's a garnished. You get nothing. No credit. No mitzvah. It's meaningless. You spent all money in vain. You have dal parshios in the tefillin, and you only got three out of the four. You did nothing. Dal kanfas tzitzis. He did three out of four. Nothing. Tshuva, says the Mabit. You have to have charata on the past and kabbalah also. Say you have charata on the past, but you know that the Yetzer Hara is going to get to you, and you're not going to be able to. You regret that you did it, but you still think that it may come back in the future. So you did the charata, but you didn't necessarily do the aziva sachet. Says the Mabit, that's a meaningful thing. That's not a nothing. That's not a garnished. Or, if you had, in the future, you had, you're not going to do it anymore, but you really didn't have charata for what you did in the past. So you have a ziva zachet, but you didn't have the charata. So you didn't have the full thing. Also meaningful. tshuva is different than any other mitzvahs, that any little thing you do of tshuva is meaningful. And then he goes on, you can see it. So I thought, the same way we explain pshat, ki ha-mitzvah zos, if you say pshat is Talmud Torah, it's lo niflesi, lo rechokahi. Why? Because even a little bit is meaningful. One word of Torah is meaningful. So the same thing with tshuva. A little bit of tshuva, even if you didn't do the full thing. You had charata, you know you do certain averis. And you have charata, but you know it might come back. You don't know if you're going to be able to control in the future. It's meaningful. You had the charata. You feel bad that you did it, even though it might still recur. So you don't say that's out of nothing. That's a something. Whatever you do in tshuva, even if you don't do the full thing, it's something. It's considered a partial mitzvah. So lo niflesi mimcha, lo rechoka, because anyone can do at least part of it. Torah, teva achas. Anyone can do at least part. So what does it mean then? Now let's go to the rest of the pasuk. Beficho v'vovcho lasoso. What is that referring to? So let's plug it in, both into Torah and into tshuva. So the pasuk says, page 7 in Mishlei, ki chayim heim lemotzaehim. Mitzvus David explains the motzeim. Motzei chochmas haTorah heim lo lechayim. In other words, if you find chochmas haTorah, it's going to be good for you. So the Gemara in Erev and Darshans, Nun Dalam, page 9, Nun Dalam and Aleph. Al tikre lemotzeihem, el lemotzeihem bepeh. That motzeihem doesn't only mean you, one who finds Torah, but the one who motzeihem, the one who articulates Torah. The one who articulates Torah is a special zchus. And in fact, the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch on the next page, Mem Zayin, page 10. Right, there's famous machlokas between the Mechaber and the Gra. The Mechaber says, if you mahar b'divrei Torah and you didn't articulate it, you don't make Birkas HaTorah. Because Birkas HaTorah, the chashivas of Birkas HaTorah, is only when it's a chashiv HaTorah. And there's a lot of different pshatim you can give. We're not going to talk about them all. But there's a chashivas of chayim lemotzeim lemotziya b'peh. And a mahar b'divrei Torah doesn't make a bracha. And I think the idea is, and in fact, Rav Sorotskin, in his Perish Rinas Yitzchok Al HaTorah, quotes as a famous vort that the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. On page 30. Second column. In a Rashi perish the koyal Talmud Torah. Ulvar v'yeshloma pi mashakosu b'shulchan aruch harav. Hilchas Talmud Torah. Perk beiz. Chol odam tzorich lizar lahotzi b'sfasuf. Hu ashmiya la'ozdav kol mashalome. It's really when you're learning you should be saying the words. Except sometimes you have to think. So then you just are thinking. But when you're learning the Gemara, say the words. That's a special inyan. So what's this idea? And there's a lot of different things that are said about with Rashi. There's a lot of different things that are said about this. But Chaim Yilam Otzeim, and that's pshat, as Rav Sorotskin says, Beficho Vilvavcho Lasoso. You have to say it out. Sometimes you just think about it. And of course, you're mekayimin in the end. But I think there's a pshat, there's a Rashi that I'm very fond of in the end of next week's Parsha in Hazinu, where the Torah's Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Mem Dalet Mem Vav Mem. Vayomer Lehem Simu Levavchem Chol Advar Mashani Mei Bachem Hayom. So Rashi says, Simu Levavchem Tzarich Adam Shiu Einov VeOznov VeLibo Mechuvanim LeDivrei Torah. Rashi, I didn't put it in the packet. Rashi, Pasuk Mem Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Mem Vav. Simu levavchem. Tzarich adam shiu eina va'ozna v'libu mechuvanim l'divrei Torah. What does that mean? What it means is like this. If you just think in learning, so you're using one faculty, your brain. If you speak, so you're using your mouth, your ears, you use the more faculties that you use, the more the Torah is going to become part of you. And that's why if you just hear a shiur and you don't see it inside, you don't have the riyah. You're losing that faculty. When you see it inside, you hear, you think, then it becomes part of you. That's why Chayim Ahi Lamotzeim, Lamotzi B'peh. Because the more faculties that are used of the human being, the more the Torah becomes part of it. And that's what, Beficho B'vavcha, that has to be B'peh U'Valev. It has to have the Motzi B'peh and the Hegyon Libri of the Lev. Now, let's assume it's referring to tshuva. How does that work? Well, the Ramban, take a look at the Ramban, himself discusses how that works. And the Ramban says on page 3, Beficho Vavcha Lasoso, in the middle of the Ramban on the left side, Sheyizvadu es avonam. In other words, Beficho means you have to do vidoy. And then you have to have tshuva b'lev. You have tshuva b'lev. So what's the idea? Oh, so we know that from Yom Kippur, we know that vidui is an integral part of tshuva. Rambam says Hashav b'tshuva, he should do vidui, etc. And we know vidui is b'peh. That's what vidui is. You articulate. We discussed that. Oh. But there's a famous Gemara in Kiddushin on page 11 of Memtesa Medes. The Gemara says like this: Al Menash Ani Tzadik. Say you mekadish anisha, you give her the ring under the chuppah, but he says I'm only marrying you Al Menash Ani Tzadik. So is the Kiddushin chal or not? Al Menash Ani Tzadik. So the Gemara says, "Afilu Rasha Gomor." Even if you're a Rasha Gomor, it's still the kedushin is chal. Why? Shema, hear tshuva b'daito. Because you never know. Even though the guy yesterday was a Rasha Gomor, who knows? Today he might have had a hero tshuva, and therefore we have to be choshish that the kedushin is toifus. So everyone asks, the Minchas Chinuch discusses this and others. Take a look at the Minchas Chinuch here on page 15. He says, Chayn Nireh B'Kedushin, Tevkideh Shal Menashu Tzadi, Hathil Rosh HaGomor B'Kedushin, Shem Ahir Tshuv B'Libo. Right, the Tshuv B'Leiv, Av Shalom B'Peh, Havi Tzadik. But I thought you need what? Vidoy. Beficha. Vidoy. So what's the idea? That if you Mekadish Anisha Amanasha Anitzadik, so, the classical teretz that's given, Rav Salvechik discusses this and others, but if you look at the Isha Halacha of Rav Salvechik on page 93 and page 16 here in the packet, so Rav Salvechik explains like this. First, he deals with this question. How can the Gemara say that you're a complete Baal Tshuva? Anasha Nitzadik? That means you did Tshuva Gemura. You did Tshuva Gemura? You did tshuva gemura, but you didn't do vidoy. Hear her belibo, hashinan, maybe hear her belibo, but that's not enough. So he explains that there are two dinim in tshuva. One, a little further down from where I put the arrow. Betur hafkos chaloshem rasha. One is, when a person does an aveirus, a certain aveirus, he becomes a rasha. So he does tshuva, he's no longer a Russian. But then there's an idea that tshuva is a kapara. It's not enough that you're no longer Russia, but you have to have kapara. You did something wrong. You need atonement. So tshuva accomplishes that as well. So he says, when do we say that vidui is ma'akev? That's in the kapara. You don't get kapara until you do vidui. But to remove the status of Russia, as long as what? You maharab tshuva belibo, then you remove the status of Russia. So I thought that that's the idea as well. Beficha ubilvavcha, when it comes to tshuva. Just like we said, when it comes to Talmud Torah, beficha ubilvavcha means beficha, you have to say the words out, but sometimes you also have to just think. That's bilvavcha, like Rav Sarovskin said. But here, when it refers to what? To tshuva, also, beficha, that's the ikar, bevidui. But sometimes, but even if you didn't do vidui, bilvavcha, you were mahar malev, then already you're at tzadik gomor. You might not get the kapara yet, but you removed the status of Russia. And that's the idea, like the Ma'abit said, even a little bit, even if you didn't do it fully. The tshuva is not something all or nothing. When it comes to dalet meaning, it's all or nothing. If your lulav is puzzle, it doesn't matter that you have the most beautiful esrog. If your esrog, if you don't have four tzitzis on the four corners, the fact that you had three good tzitzis, you did nothing. But tshuva is karav elecha hadavar. You just, even whatever you do, it's meaningful. Talmud Torah, whatever you do is meaningful. Of course, the best thing is to be able to hagisa bo yom v'alayla. And that's what we should strive for. But even if on a certain day, you're not able to be hagisa bo yom v'alayla, but you can be kovei a little bit, chaparayim. Take advantage, just a little bit. Because teva achas is a mitzvah. Anything is significant. However, Rabosai, there is a third pshat. There is a third pshat it's along the lines of one of them, but the Brisker Rav in his Perish on Chumash says another pshat and what it means, ki ha-mitzvah hazois. If you take a look, he writes it on page 29, in the fourth column. He says, "Zebir had haksuvim ki hamitzvah zois lo niflis." Says, first word was hadover. Dine mitzvah nikreish torah shebal peh. Vur b'akdomis aram torah zu torah shebichsav, v'hamitzvah zu peirusha. Mitzvah is torah shebichsav. Torah is torah shebichsav. V'mitzvah is torah shebal peh. And that's what it means. He says, Lo rechokehi lo meiver hayarden. Lo lifleisi. You can put your gear, beficha b'vavcha. Okay, however he explains it. But mitzvah is torsha bal peh. So what's the pshat? So there's a famous word that's said over from Rav Aaron Kotler. Rav Warman explains it. And he basically explains, you can look at page 33 and further, that the ikar Talmud Torah, the Ikar Tshuva is when the Tshuva comes together with Talmud Torah. And that's what the B'nai Yisoskar here on page 26 quotes from the Kiddah. You know, they're Dalet Chiluke Kapara, the Gemara says in Yuma. In other words, on certain things, if you do Tshuva, you're forgiven. Certain things, yeah, the Mishnah says here, on page 22, the Gemara says in Yuma, Arba Chiluka Kapara. Overall essay, say your overall essay, you didn't put on tefillin, and you did tshuva, you get kapara right away. Einu zoz mishama shemoklim lo, shenema tshuva bonim shovovim. Overall losase, you ate chazim, fasa tshuva, so tshuva is not good enough. Tshuva tola, tshuva puts you in, you know, it's a tolin, you know, you're not going to get punished, but it's not the full thing. you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. But if you're over a krisus, you violate chametz for Pesach, Mises Bezdin, it's not enough. You need tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Yisurim. And chil, Mishi Yeshu, chil Hashem, so the only thing that's going to help is once the person dies. So the Chidor writes, quoted the Beis Oscar, page 26. Yesh Tafarish al Pima Shekosov Arav Agol Chidor Dal Chivuke Kapora Einem Rakla Shav Miyira. Well, Shav Miyava In Tzarech Ladal Chivuke Kapora. If you do tshuva miyira, you need other things, Yom Kippur, Yisurim. But if you do tshuva me'ava, then not. So some explain. I once heard from the late Rav Isaac Bernstein years ago, over 20 years ago, I heard him speak. He quoted from Rav Yitzchak Elchanan that tshuva me'ava is when you have tshuva together with Talmud Torah. And I thought the pshat is specifically Torah Shebal Peh. And that works in good with the Brisker Rav. A mitzvah is Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Because the famous Medrash Tanchuma, on page 27, famous Medrash Tanchuma, he says, famous question. Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'nishma, yet there was Kofaleim Harki Gigis. They had to be coerced. But why did they need to be coerced? They said, Nasa V'nishma. Right, that's the famous question. Tosis in Shabbos, Pei Peches asked that question. So Tosis answers that they said Nasa V'nishma, but Hashem is afraid that as soon as they see all the fireworks of Matan Torah, they're going to have cold feet the last minute. So he needed what? Kof Aleim Hagigigis. But the Medrash Tanchuma says differently. The Medrash Tanchuma says that Nasa V'nishma was on Torah Shebichsav. Because Torah Shebichsav is not so difficult. It's the Psukim. It's not so difficult. But Torah Shebal Peh, look what he says. Lo Kiblu Aleim, page 27. As a Torah, Chakof Alem Harki Gigis, Shenemem Ame Yisasi with Tachli Sahar, Ramad Dim Recham Aram Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Mikablem Atem Asa Torah Mutov, Vlav Sham Tek Vroschem. Vim Tomer, Al Torah Shebichsav, Kof Aleim Asahar, Once they heard they're getting the Torah Shebichsav, simple. Psukim, simple. They said Nasa V'nishma. But a Torah Shebal Peh, Sheyesh Ba Dikduke Mitzvos, Kalos V'chamuros, V'oza Kamavis V'kosha Kishol Kinosa, it's strong like death. It's koshek, like the depths. Shvi she'ein lo min osa, ela mi she'oev HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol libo, b'chol nafsho, b'chol ma'odo. That Torah Shebal Peh is a commitment. Because you don't learn it unless you love God. And you really want to get involved. And you learn Torah Shebal Peh. So that's why Torah Shebal Peh is called Mitzvah Hazos is Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebal Peh with tshuva, that's tshuva me'ava. And Rabosai, ki korav hadover ma'od. Anything you do, you learn a Mishnah, that's Torah Shebal Peh. You learn more Gemara, that's Torah Shebal Peh. Whatever you do is meaningful. That doesn't mean you should be a minimalist. That means you shouldn't use that to be lazy, because you should try to do whatever possible is in your abilities. But never think it wasn't, you know, it's not significant. Any free time you have, don't say, I only have 10 minutes, so I might as well just, you know, turn on the radio and do some idle chat. You have 10 minutes. Open up a sefer, do something. Learn a Mishnah. Learn something significant. It's not so much, but anything in Torah is significant. And in tshuva, anything in tshuva, one step in the right direction. You did aziva sacheit, but you didn't have charata. Or you had charata, and you're still going to go back to the same avera. So you think what am I, a hypocrite? I didn't really have charata because I'm going back. No, you did have charata, but you still couldn't control for the future. It's not the best thing, but it's also significant. And that's the idea of both sides. But before we Rosh Hashanah, we say, Rav Shechter said over once for the Bali Musar, that Rosh Hashanah, a person should take upon himself Kabbalos. She makabel something. And I once heard Rav Meir Stern say, Rosh Shivan Paseyan, when we take Kabbalos, the smaller the better. Because if you're going to take something too big, you're not going to be able to do it, then you get frustrated, and then you give it all up. If you take something small but significant that you could do, an extra learning or an extra chesed, something that you could do that you weren't doing before, sometimes you should be shoal etzah of what's, you know, something that could be significant for you at this point in your life. You know, sometimes people take upon themselves things that maybe should take upon themselves when they're 80, not when they're 18, etc. You have to know what's past for you at this particular point in your life. But even something small could be significant. And Torah is rechava min hayam. Tshuva is an unbelievable vast thing, but yet the Torah is made ki korav elecha dover. So I thought, based on the Gra, together with the Mabit and the Beis Elokim, the works are very good. The Gra teaches us teva achas. The Mabit and the Beis Elokim teaches us even a little bit, even partial tshuva is significant as well. And you do it b'ficho v'lavcha. The Torah is b'ficho. You say, speak it out. Chayim l'motzeiim. V'lavcha, you think about it. The tshuva is b'ficho. You do a vidoy. V'lavcha, you have the hearer. Then it's something significant and it's meaningful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it'll get you in the right direction. And I thought a smach to this as well is the Pashas Vayelech. It says v'ata kisvu lachem. Right, the 613th mitzvah is the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, and it says, "V'ata kisvu lachem." Take a look, page 19. "V'ata kisvu lachem as hashira hazos v'lomdes b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyam." And the famous medrash on page 21, "V'ata ein v'ata ela tshuva." The lashon "ata" now is referring to tshuva, as the pasuk says, "V'ata Yisrael ma Hashem shalom." Why? And some Sfarim explain the Ator. Right now, because any second you can do it. You don't have to take a trip anywhere. One second, you decide you want to learn a little bit, you want to do a little bit tshuva, right away. You can do it right away, anytime. Ator's tshuva. And then the Pasuk speaks about, the Brisker Rav explains, you can look at the piece there, the Brisker Rav. Kisvu lachem is Torah Shebichsav. Sima b'fihem is the oral tradition of Torah Shebal Peh. But that's in the same pasuk together with Vatah, as Rabbi Warman quotes from Rabbi Aaron Kotler, that the full tshuva is tshuva with Talmud Torah, and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says true tshuva with Talmud Torah is tshuva me'ava, and the ava is b'frat b'Torah Shebal Peh. So as we approach now the end of the year, we should look forward to the beginning of the year of what we want to accomplish, what we could possibly do. So think about ki mitzvah hazos, things that we have to mechazik ourselves in, both in Torah and tshuva, and realize ki karov elecha adover ma'od. It's doable, because even a little bit is meaningful. And that's something we should take into our heart as we approach the new year.